This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. One of the lessons that has come out of elections in the UK and the United States is the rise of the radical far right. In Britain, it has resulted in the country breaking away from the European Union and demanding that it be able to implement labor policies inferior to the EU. In the United States, the fascist presidential candidate Donald Trump received 47% of the vote. Some 74 million people voted for more of Trump's far-right actions. In response to the ascent of the far-right, the British Trades Union Congress, the TUC, has released a major report entitled The Rise of the Far-Right, Building a Trade Union Response. It was introduced in a recent webinar by TUC General Secretary Frances O'Grady. She started her presentation by recalling her participation in a webinar with the AFL-CIO, the largest labor federation in the US.
One of the most moving parts was when we heard how when the far right were intimidating people at polling stations, how the AFL-CIO put out a call to unions and trade unionists went down to the polling stations and defended working people exercising their right to vote. And I found that really moving because ultimately, to me, this is about democracy and about the trade union historic fight for democracy and those who oppose us. And democracy for us, of course, is not just political, it's economic too. And defending working people's right to a voice, I think, is at the heart of our opposition to the far right. We do have that incredibly proud record of taking on the far right. You know, you look back through the 20th century from Cable Street to the anti-apartheid struggle to marching on the streets. But I think we do need to recognise that we're dealing with a different beast. Many of the features like anti-Semitism and racism are familiar, but there are more subtleties, I think, to this new 21st century beast that we need to acknowledge, not just racial supremacism or national supremacism, but gender supremacism too. You know, we've seen that in the far-right money behind some of the anti-abortion struggles. And of course, we've seen in particular how Muslims are targeted in terms of the racism that's expressed. So for me, there are, you know, some big differences. There is big global money behind this new networked far-right. There is a big online presence. And we know that online is fertile territory for conspiracy theories, for analysing who is more susceptible to those sorts of messages and being able to target them. And people will be familiar with my self-criticism of the movement that we have underinvested in online comms and mobilisation, although we have seen since the pandemic a big shift towards digital trade unionism, not as a substitute for face-to-face, but my goodness me, do we need to invest big time to be able to even match, never mind surpass, the reach of some of these ugly organisations. And thirdly, of course, that spread to the mainstream. And I probably need to say no more than look at the spectacle of the photo opportunities we see emanating from the Home Office in respect of asylum seekers, the boat people, what the emotions that that is meant to trigger, that sense of defending our borders, criminalising vulnerable people and so on. So I think we know how far this has really spread into the mainstream. I think it's also worth drawing on this report to think about what the unique value, what's the added value that the trade union movement offers in a way that nobody else can, because we've got to be pretty hard-headed about where our priorities lie and where we can make the most difference. I would say we sometimes underestimate the importance of our convening power, the fact that we can get people into a room, the same room, in a way that nobody else can, whether that's locally, nationally, or globally. And that, I think, is critical, because if there's one thing that we've learned from our history, it's the importance of a broad front response, is the importance of unity over division. And that requires a way of working, negotiating skills, that willingness to find a way through and find that common cause, which is, to me, at the heart of trade unionism. It's also, by the way, I think, about empowering those who are targeted within our own ranks. We all know we've got a long way to go before the leadership of the trade union movement at every level looks like the new diverse working class that we represent. And this is real stuff, because if we are to be a true ally, if we are to create a safe space for people to fight back, then we have got to get our own act together in terms of looking like the people we aim to represent. There's been some lovely poetry and lovely quotes used by other speakers. Mine would be James Connolly: none so fit to break their chains than those who wear them. So we need to do more within our own movement, I think, to empower people. And we also need to recognise that our power is rooted in the workplace. There is some fantastic reps education online, easily accessible, that the TUC and many of our unions have produced. Look at Tackling the Far Right on the TUC website. Loads of resources and online training, including special modules. But critically, how to have those one-to-one conversations in the workplace. Many of our reps we know need more confidence to push back against the spread of those ideas, but to do it in a way that's productive, not just finger wagging, which we know doesn't work, but actually listening and then persuading and peeling away that layer of workers who might otherwise be attracted to the far right and indeed increasingly the radical right. We've also got some fantastic initiatives, cross-border initiatives. For example, the TUC and Unite working together with our German friends, the DGB and IG Metall, to look at how we can work in multinational corporations to create workplaces that can become far-right free zones with a bastion of organised workers who are prepared to take on and combat those ideas. And of course, trade unionism doesn't stop at the workplace door. We know that. We also have an obligation to our communities, including defence of our communities, but also winning hearts and minds. And that is, again, I think, where we need to be hard-headed and learn about what works and what doesn't. So, you know, at a very simple level, and we've tested this time and time again, we know that myth-busting doesn't work, reeling off facts and figures doesn't work, but very often simple, plain language that is inclusive to people, that's about no matter what race or religion or background you come from, everybody should have decent work. Everybody should be treated with dignity at work. These are the sorts of messages we know can attract people and bring people back. Of course, we have to tackle the root causes. We know that, don't we? We know what creates fertile ground for fascism and racism and radical right ideas to grow. Inequality, austerity, we've seen it all. We know that perhaps the biggest threat we face, and it's one of the reasons why we fought so hard for wage subsidy schemes, is mass unemployment. We saw this in the 1980s, how people are divided, how they become scared, how they become obsessed with looking after their own families rather than looking after neighbours and workmates too. So we have to tackle the root causes. But I also want us to take on building pride in our own class and culture and identity, that we are the new working class. We are black and white. We are all faiths and none. We are women as well as men. And we need to be positive, optimistic, and ambitious and can do in the way that we build that sense of identity and pride in who we are with working people as a whole. Ultimately, for me, this is about working people joining together, pushing back, using every tool in the box, every 21st century tool in the box to show that we, our values of decency and dignity, equality and justice for working people will win through.
You can find a copy of the report, The Rise of the Far Right, Building a Trade Union Response, on the TUC website at tuc.org.uk.